U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on Friday proposed a $163 billion cut to the federal budget that would sharply reduce spending in areas including education and housing next year, while increasing outlays for defense and border security. The administration said the proposed budget would raise Homeland Security spending by nearly 65% from 2025 enacted levels. Non-defense discretionary spending, a slice of the budget that excludes the massive Social Security and Medicare programs as well as the rising cost of interest payments on the nation's debt, would be cut by 23% to the lowest level since 2017, the White House Office of Management and Budget said in a statement. The proposed budget would cleave more than $2 billion from the tax-collecting Internal Revenue Service. Trump's first budget since reclaiming office seeks to make good on his promises to boost spending on border security while slashing the federal bureaucracy. Congressional Democrats blasted the cuts in domestic spending as too severe, and some Republicans called for boosting spending on defense and other areas. At this critical moment, we need a historic budget, one that ends the funding of our decline, puts Americans first, and delivers unprecedented support to our military and homeland security, OMB Director Russ Vought said in the statement. The federal government has a growing $36 trillion debt pile, and some fiscal conservatives and budget experts worry Trump's proposal to extend his 2017 tax cuts will add to it. The so-called skinny budget is an outline of administration priorities that will give Republican appropriators in Congress a blueprint to begin crafting spending bills. Trump is also pushing the Republican-controlled Congress to extend the 2017 tax cuts enacted in his first term, which nonpartisan forecasters say could add $5 trillion to the nation's debt. Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins, the chamber's top appropriator, reacted coolly. "This request has come to Congress late, and key details still remain outstanding. Based on my initial review, however, I have serious objections," Collins, of Maine, said. She cited concerns that defense spending was too low and worried about cuts to programs to help low-income Americans heat their homes. The budget proposal calls for a $50 billion cut at the State Department as it absorbs the U.S. Agency for International Development. The proposal calls for a $2.49 billion cut to the IRS, which one White House budget official said would end former President Joe Biden's weaponization of IRS enforcement. Nonpartisan analysts say cuts to IRS can hurt tax collection and thus contribute to the nation's deficit. OMB also called for sharp cuts at NASA's Moon program. The proposal furthers Trump's promise to shutter or greatly diminish the Department of Education. It would preserve funding for children from low-income families but slash about 15% of the department's total budget.